We've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Jamie Tardif here from Ocala Design Group. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
And we've also got Jessica Gilbert, and she is from the CEP, which stands for Chamber and Economic Partnership. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
It is great to have you guys here. And Joe is here for moral support. And just in case you guys completely fall apart, he'll push you out of like the driver's seat and he'll get behind the microphone.
Thank goodness he's here.
So, yes, you've got coverage all the way around. You guys have a tough gig. You really kind of promote economic opportunities. You're promoting growth in Ocala, Marion County. Mm-hmm. Have you come against some resistance of people say, oh, no, we like it, the sleepy horse farm town, stop.
I would be surprised if our Ocala people did not want no growth and to stay the way that it is. But we are working really hard to make sure we keep true to our Ocala traditions and we grow really smartly within our urban growth boundary. And we focus on what Ocala is really all about and what raised us all here in Ocala and brought people to Ocala.
Yeah, the thing is, if you don't have any growth or whatever economically, usually things go in a bad direction. If you don't have family-aged people and kids coming up, you're not going to have these vibrant communities. It'll become kind of either a ghost town or it won't really have an identity. And if you're in the business world and people are raising children, if they can find good business opportunities in Ocala as young adults, they tend to stay, right?
They do. And we've seen the most growth in those 30 to 45, bringing their families here, really raising their families here. And for this girl who was born and raised in Ocala, I brought my family back to Ocala and hope that my kids stay and become part of the business community right here in Ocala because it is thriving and it is growing.
It's says here the mission to be the catalyst for a prosperous community. Okay, how do you identify that?
I think we look around and we see 12 years ago when Kevin Shealy stepped into this role at the CEP, who has now moved on to Charleston to do some things there, we saw businesses shutter downtown. And now if you walk downtown on a Friday night, you have to park in the parking garage. You have to find parking. You have to go visit those businesses that there's a wait for that table to eat at Mark's or at Brick City. And now there is a thriving downtown community for Ocala, but it's also growing outside in the southwest side of town. You see it in Bellevue. You see it in the southeast side of town. And really, Ocala has come up and become a destination for not only tourists, but also our sports families, where you see WEC is starting to grow in those things.
Yeah.
So we've really come a long way in 12 years, and we look forward to making smart decisions with growth and keeping Ocala the way it is, but also growing Ocala.
Well, what we're trying to do here at the radio station is just kind of connect people with what's going on. They drive the roads every day. They see the growth. They see the buildings. And they kind of like to get an overview of what's going on. So we're glad we're able to do this and maybe help connect the dots like that. Jamie from Ocala Design Group. Now, you're part of the CEP. You're a member, but you own a business.
Yes,
tell
absolutely.
Me about that business.
So we are a boutique marketing agency right in Ocala. We build websites, do social media, advertising, pretty much anything a business would need to survive.
And what's the kind of the, I don't know, what's your barometer on kind of the business world in Ocala? Are they pretty hip and savvy to using all of the, you know, latest technologies that are available? Or is it a little bit more laid back, the old school mom and pop?
So it kind of really depends. If you've been in Ocala for a really long time, it's kind of like the old school mom and pop. But with the growth that we've been having in Ocala and Marion County, we see a lot of younger business owners coming into Ocala. So our technology is actually starting to grow within the county. And so everyone is more inept in what's happening with the new marketing strategies. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, Jessica, do you help to put packages together to maybe lure businesses here? I know like Chewy's, for instance, you know, put in a big warehouse and they have kind of a headquarters here to some extent. So tell me about that.
I personally do not, but our growth team does. And that is Heather Schuberg, Aaron Jones, and Bryce Morrison. They really work on that business attraction. But then we have our partner services with Jess Schultz, Joe Reichel, Chris Blankenship, Matt Wilkerson. Am I missing anybody? I think I named them all. That really work with our partners and with our local businesses to continue to make Ocala the attraction that it is.
So how many people do you have working at the CEP?
We currently have 34 people working at the CEP that all have different jobs. We have business creation, business attraction. I run our foundation and our communications. We have Tamara, who is our interim CEO, who's doing a really great job of leading the helm and really making sure that while we're looking for our new Kevin Shealy, that the CEP continues to do the great work that it does.
Now, are these all full-time jobs?
Some of them are not. We have a little bit of a mix of both, but really
some are probably business owners that also do this as well. And
correct. We actually, Jamie is one of them. We have our ambassador team that really goes out and hits the ground and really focuses on what Ocala and Marion County can offer to our businesses, but also what the CEP brings to our business. But they are really those right out in front talking about the amazing work that the CEP does along with them in their businesses. And that's really super helpful, and we're so grateful for all of our ambassadors that do those jobs.
So how many business members do you have at the CEP?
We have 1,300 currently.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is substantial.
They really believe in what we do, and we believe in what they do.
Well, and I've heard, you know, I've heard that it's been highly successful. That's one of the reasons why I was looking forward to having you guys here and on the air. Give me a couple of growth stories here. I don't know a lot about logistics, but I understand that's a big sector that's growing.
Have you driven down 75 lately? We have Chewy, Amazon, our Dollar Tree. I mean, really, that is, we sit in such a great part of the state. We are really centrally located, and that's what's so attractive about Ocala, and that's what we focus on, is all of the things that really drive those logistics places here, and that means they can get where they need to go because we're so centrally located right here in Florida.
Okay, so that's the logistics side of it. Logistically located.
Well, and they do logistics. So they are the ones that bring all of the things to all of the people. So Amazon comes to my door a lot.
Fairly often.
We won't say how many times.
Knows your dog on a first name basis.
Yes.
All right. Well, these are great things. What about the population continues to grow? You've got to try to provide housing. You want to try to keep things at least somewhat affordable. And I felt like Ocala, Marion County in general, has done a pretty good job of that. And then I saw something recently where they said the cost of living there jumped up like 15%. What's the real deal?
So I think the cost of living jumped up everywhere about 15%, really. And then we also had a lot of change over the last 5 years with COVID and things where people really found Florida attractive. And again, we sit in the middle of the state. We are the number one rated safety for hurricanes. So really people wanted to find that safe place in Florida, and that happened to be Marion County. And we have grown tremendously. We have about a little over 250 people moving here a week. We are the number one growing metro in the country. U-Haul has rated us number one multiple years in a row for people moving to our area. While we continue to grow, we want to grow smart. And that's what I think Marion County is doing really well in partnership with the CEP, the county, and the city. We're really looking at how we can grow smart and keep Ocala the way we are.
Yeah, I noticed when you started putting in the warehouses, you already had a lot of infrastructure already in place for that. And that to me makes sense to do it that way. Tell me about some new businesses that are coming.
So some exciting things, we talked about it on our shows here at POV, but there is Sprouts coming to the southwest side of Ocala. So that is an offshoot of Whole Foods, but a smaller version of, and that's going to really offer
sell a lot of green stuff.
They do, apparently. I haven't been there. That's not my favorite. You know, we got to have pub subs. We can't miss the pub subs.
Yeah, but remember, so. I just had a heart attack, so I've got to be a good boy at least
Sprouts,
for a while.
Sprouts. I'll get you the address.
You're going to love Sprouts.
And then Bellevue also, you know, I'm a Bellevue-raised kiddo too, and we have Starbucks and Chipotle coming into Bellevue. So we're really starting to see the growth across the county, and that's the great part, is more things to offer for our citizens, but also some really smart growth and some really, you know, well-timed things out there.
What's the easiest way for people to get in touch with the CEP?
You can come to our office, which is located in downtown Ocala, or you can visit www.ocalacep.com for more information.
Wow. That was a lot of information you shared with us in a short period of time. And I had no idea how large the operation was. It's great. Keep up the good work. Jamie Tardif and Jessica Gilbert, thank you both.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you again soon. Maybe a month. Let's do it again in about a month.
I think we can make that a date.
Or a couple weeks or something. All right.
Thanks
so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.